right. Rob Carr, Central Avenue. We're all about the Sunshine City. RadioCP.com.
RadioCP.com presents the Homemade Broadcast.
This is a Homemade Broadcast radio production.
Personnel, this is CVTS. Base vehicle pre-count operations will start on my mark at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It is the Homemade Broadcast. This is episode 555. My name is Will Kuntz. This here is Anna Hummel.
Hi.
Good to talk to you again twice in 2 days.
I know. Very exciting. Today I feel much better.
That's good.
Sorry if I was a little off yesterday. I was feeling the hormones inside of me raging for no reason at all.
I thought yesterday you just seemed, I don't know. I was like, maybe this video is not any good. Maybe it's just not they're all not going to be hit it out of the park home runs.
Was it that I was like just more quiet?
I don't know. I thought, well, maybe it's, you know, usually you're sitting in here. Maybe it's a distance type of thing. Yeah. I know you like to be here.
Yeah.
But when we do these extra ones, kind of they're spur of the moment. So they're not planned. It's a little harder to do that. Mm-hmm. So we usually just hop on remotely, which I think is good. Mm-hmm. But I don't know. I was thinking, I didn't know if something was wrong or what.
Was I just quiet or I just seemed like I was in a bad mood? I'm just trying to.
Just a little off, I would say.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah, I think I was hot. I was uncomfortable. And when I walked into the room, I wasn't. And then I wanted to turn on the fan, but I didn't want it to make noise.
Right.
The hormones were raging and was just like in a really bad mood. And then I started watching videos of corgi puppies and I just started crying.
What?
So
is it the monthly cycle?
It's the prelude to the monthly cycle. Yeah. Okay. And it's just, you become a slave to these hormones.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Here's the thing. Like, obviously men have hormones too.
Absolutely.
But you're just a bit more stable most of the time. Whereas us, I just feel like I'm constantly on this roller coaster of, I want to kill you. I love you. I hate me. I kind of don't mind me. Like, it's just all the time. And then on top of that, women tend to be more neurotic than men. So you just add that into the mix.
Not good.
As just a characteristic. So, sorry, I was a little off.
No, that's fine.
It's a lot. Pop quiz time.
All right.
Bing, bing, bing. It's a new game we have on the show. Right. One and only time we're going to play it.
Nope, that's not the one.
I will eat your ass. Your ass.
Hold on.
You come out.
Nope.
Get a life, Jews.
All right. Good enough.
Kind of applicable to some of the stories we'll talk about. Without looking anything up and no help from chat.
Okay, I'm going to cover up the chat here. By the way, super chats are open. If you're watching us live on YouTube on Wednesday at 6 p.m., you can super chat. Those are guaranteed to be read, and it's a good way to support the program. Anyway, okay, I'm not looking at the chat.
No chat, no phone, no nothing.
Okay.
What is the Ides of March?
Oh, man.
Because what the F? Because nobody knows this. Apparently, I thought it was basic elementary school type stuff.
It is. You learned about it and all through school, but it's also one of those things that unfortunately just leaves your brain for some reason. Not you.
Not me.
Hold on. Don't tell me.
I was just going to explain what happened. I was at jiu-jitsu today, and one of the owners was telling me about some event that's going to be on March, and she said 15th. So me being the date autistic person that I am, I spin around and I go, "It's March." Yeah. And she's like, "What?" And then I looked at the boys in the class and I'm like, "The Ides of March, right?" And one of them said, "Is that a nautical thing?" And nobody knew what I was talking about. And I was just dumbfounded because I said, it's less likely that I'm a genius that can remember these things and more likely that it's just not common knowledge, but I thought it was. That's the point.
I see. So I know I've heard the Ides of March before, and I know that at one point or another, I've come across it and learned what it was. I'm going to guess, does it have anything to do with
Don't look at chat.
I'm not. I'm looking straight out the window here. Okay. The plague? The bubonic plague?
No, not even close.
Okay, I had no idea then.
It's the assassination of Julius Caesar.
Oh, yes.
He gets stabbed by this conspiracy of members of the Senate, right. One of which was his lover's son, Brutus. And he goes, et tu, Brute, meaning like, and you, Brutus?
Yep.
So he gets stabbed by Brutus. And whenever we talk about someone like stabbing you in the back, like metaphorically, you go, oh, a Brutus. You know, you've heard that before.
Sure, of course.
So that's where it comes from. And it happened on the Ides of March, 44 BCE.
So did it happen on the Ides of March, or did the event become known as the Ides of March?
I mean, it's known as the assassination of Julius Caesar on the Ides of March.
Well, what is the Ides of March then?
That was March 15th. The Ides,
it's
Ides
called
means
that 15. Because of the assassination. Yeah, yeah, okay, yeah. That was my question.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. So whenever someone talks about like March 15th, I was like, oh, the Ides of March.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody knew what I was talking about. And I don't know, maybe I also just love Roman history. I love Roman history.
Yeah. Did you watch Gladiator 2?
No.
I didn't either.
No, I didn't watch Gladiator 1. Not
oh, that's one of my favorite
really
movies.
It's really violent. I don't really love the violence so much.
Okay.
But I will say that Julius Caesar is my second favorite dictator. Mm-hmm. Would you like to guess my first favorite dictator? It's not Hitler, by the way. Good. Not Hitler, for the record.
Good. I'm going to guess Napoleon.
Yes.
Yeah. We talked about Napoleon.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We did. I remember talking about that. Yeah. Napoleon's number one, but Julius Caesar is certainly number two. Just a stellar person in history that just did incredible things. And like, you think about like the Tsar and Tsarina of Russia, that comes from Caesar, Tsar, Caesar.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I thought it was a Russian word.
Yeah, it just had so much influence on Western civilization. So
yeah, I would say so. Mm-hmm. Well, that's interesting. Thanks for the historical knowledge.
Sure, of course.
I always appreciate that. Mm. I'm a fan myself. I don't understand what's going on with this 56K connection where it's just stuttering like this. Like it's 2000. This is what webcams look like back in like 2003. You just move back and forth. It's right. So distracting. I hate it.
Do you want to just show people how you live?
No. Okay. No, I mean, it usually goes away and gets back to normal here in a second. I have noticed. But this is the Radio St. Pete portion, a free podcast portion. After half an hour, we'll go behind the, I don't know what you call it, not even a paywall, really, but just the extra time,
portion.
Uncensored time that we do on YouTube and Rumble and Substack, hmbradio.substack.com. Obviously, Super Chats are a good way to contribute. You can also Venmo. Just my name, Will Koontz, on Venmo. I split those with Anna if you just want to make a donation. Or you can sign up for the Substack. I would encourage you to please go over and sign up for the Substack anyway, just because there is a free one and you get the podcast early, the audio-only podcast early. I hate it. This is not looking good.
I just want my face frozen like that for a hot second.
hmbradio.substack.com. We'll take some calls later. I'm sure Joe is going to call in. That's fine. We'll talk to Joe for a few minutes. Anybody else that wants to call in, the number is scrolling on the screen. 813-693. There it is. 2124. We'll do that in the uncensored portion. So that'd be good. So call in, talk to us. It'll be fun. I'd like to hear from you guys.
Make sure you thought it was the Ides of March.
Oh, no. Mm-hmm. The Ides, not the Ides. Yeah. No, the Ides. I don't even know what Ides are.
I guess it just means 15th.
Okay.
In like Latin, maybe, I'm guessing.
Huh.
I'm guessing.
I don't know again. Should I look it up?
Sure. That's what the computer's for.
Ides of March. Is the day on the Roman calendar marked as the Ida? I guess it is Ida.
Oh,
roughly
midpoint.
The midpoint of the month. Yeah. So there you go. Okay, great. Okay, let's just start the program here. We got through that. We talked about Super Bowl yesterday. We did a bonus pod yesterday, but there's so much Super Bowl stuff that was relevant this week.
Yeah.
So I have some more. I saw this one on this is Megyn Kelly. And I guess Megyn Kelly was at the game and she had a run-in with a very famous person. called Taylor Swift.
And I believe she's talked mad smack about this person.
She has.
Yes. Which, God bless her. And why is Megyn Kelly getting hotter with age?
She does look pretty good.
She looks so good.
She looks great.
Oh, gorgeous.
So I want to play this story from her and her interaction, which I think we can all relate to.
Yeah.
And this is going to lead into the next. It's perfect. So
I, of course, just assume there's a line. And I'm like, oh, are you in line? And she's like, no. I'm like, oh, okay. So I go to get past her. And she's like, oh, no, I think someone's in there. I'm like, one person? You know, like, I'm like, oh, she's like, there was something unclear about what she said. So I tried to go past her. And then I pressed down the doorknob and it started to open. And I heard like, oh, and then she was like, oh, no, no. And then I realized Taylor Swift was clearly in there. And this was like a privacy guard for her. So I think I almost walked in on Taylor Swift in the bathroom. And I'm really glad that did not happen. Really, really glad.
I don't know. That would have been great.
That would have been hilarious. A great
story. It would have been definitely very awkward if you ever ran into her again. You ever walked in on somebody in the bathroom?
Oh, I'm so glad you asked. I'm so glad you asked. This is maybe one of my first memories of life.
Oh, is it really?
You ready for this? This is how traumatic it was.
Really ingrained, yeah.
All right. So growing up, I used to go to this. So this is really, I don't think you guys did this here in Florida, but for a hot second, where I lived in San Diego, where I grew up, we, you know how most of the time kids go to school throughout the year and then they have the summer off. So from K to eighth grade, we had the quote unquote track system. Parents hated it. You were either on blue track, green track, or orange track. Okay. And it was 2 months on, 1 month off the whole year. 2 months on, 1 month off. 2 months on, 1 month off.
Okay.
And so they would stagger. So there were always kids at school, even throughout the summer, because it was like, oh, you know, blue track has their month off this month or whatever.
Interesting.
So in order to deal with all these kids who didn't have like anything to do for a month, they would have these like sports camps and drama camps and stuff like that at this place called Brangle Terrace in North County, San Diego. So my good friend Deba, who you've met.
The Deebster.
Deebster. And I, her parents forced her to go to sports camp, which is hilarious because Deba is not athletic at all. But whatever, we didn't have anything to do. Her parents had to go to work. So they're like, guess what, B, you're going to sports camp. So we're just kind of like putzing around and we were also like lazy. So we're just trying to figure out how to get out of stuff. Anyways, I remember we were eating chicken nuggets. And this was so far long ago that I was actually eating meat at this time in my life. So I was probably like 7 or 8 years old. And I remember eating chicken nuggets and I go, Deba, we're 7 or 8. I have to go to the bathroom. Would you like to accompany me to the bathroom? She's like, yeah, let's go to the bathroom. I'm like,
so hey. Interesting that girls do that even at a young age. I mean,
we also didn't have any other friends. So it would have been just her standing there alone or me standing there alone, which is uncomfortable as an adult. Let alone as a child, just standing there and there's no phone or anything. So you're just like standing there. And so we go to the bathroom and I remember it was a little stall, big stall. Right.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And this is gender specific.
Yes, in the women's bathroom.
Okay.
So the first stall is occupied and it's a woman and she's talking to somebody. And that person is not responding. They were like, she said something to the effect of like, how's it going? Are you almost done? And this is before the era of like where people had cell phones.
Right.
And no one was responding to her. So in our 7-year-old brains, we're like, this woman is insane. She's crazy. Let's not go to the stall right next to her. Let's go to the big stall. Right.
Right.
And it's an adult. Wide open.
You can tell it's an adult.
Yeah, the first stall is occupied by an adult woman.
Okay.
The second stall is unoccupied. And I was like, well, don't want to go in there. And I think at this time, Deba and I were like going into stalls. I don't know. Anyways.
And using the toilet?
Maybe.
Like peeing and maybe. Pooping?
Not pooping. I wouldn't poop in front of her.
Okay.
But again, Deba and I have known each other almost since birth. So first stall is occupied. Second stall is open. I remember thinking to myself, and I was in front of her. I remember thinking to myself, like, let's not be right next to the woman who's talking to herself. Let me go into the big bathroom. Door is ajar. Push the door open. adult retarded man on the toilet.
Oh no, yeah.
Penis out.
In the women's bathroom.
In the women's bathroom. Just like full blown. But he had not responded to this woman. Had he made some noise, obviously I wouldn't have gone in there.
Yeah.
The door was also ajar. It wasn't wide open. It wasn't shut. And Deba and I, not a word. A word was not spoken. It was like, we walk in. Doot. Imagine this is what it sounded like. Doot, 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 doot.
Scurried out and ran away. Yeah.
Ran so fast. And we're just like... So that was one of my first memories of life.
Was it that's the first ding dong you ever saw in your life?
That I remember. Yeah. Yeah. But it was crazy.
How was it?
I didn't really stay and take a good look at it. There was just a lot to process.
Sure.
About what I just saw, what happened. It was a shock to the system. And then going back into the bathroom obviously was very scary for the rest of the day. Just, you know.
That's a tough situation. I was thinking, like, what is that mom thinking? But what did she do?
It was a caretaker. I don't know who it was, but yeah.
What can she do?
She probably should have gone in there with him and, you know.
Well, she had to go too, I guess, right?
Well, you let him go and then you, like, strap him to a wheelchair or something and then you go.
Yeah.
You know, you can't just let that guy. Again, I think he was fine. I don't remember seeing a wheelchair. So I think he was like ambulatory. He could walk.
Mm-hmm.
But it was full on, you know what I mean?
Mental or physical disability.
Yes.
Oh.
Yes. It was full on, like, you know, look at the hands like that.
Okay. Yeah. The flamidabide ones. I don't know what you call
it. Dolphin fins. I don't know what it is.
Flamida.
I have no idea. But yeah, it was full on this. And the legs were kind of like, meh, meh. And full on. And when I walked in, of course, there was a little like, and Deeb and I just, I mean, jet out of there. Done. So we were like, I remember getting out of that situation and we were like laughing and scared at the same time. Like, oh, it was like such a thrill. You know what I mean?
Sure. Yeah.
So that's probably my most memorable bathroom experience.
Did the lady... I mean, you would think that the lady, the mom or the caretaker would have said, hello, whoever is in here, there's somebody in that big stall. So don't, which is the handicapped stall, right? I mean, technically. And you didn't want to use the handicapped stall, but you didn't want to be next to the crazy lady. So you go, I'll just use the handicapped stall.
Well, there was only three stalls.
Right. But two were, one was designated probably for special needs.
Yeah. Or it was just like what we called the big bathroom. But yeah, technically the handicapped. But you would think, I think she thought that he had shut the door and locked it, but he hadn't.
Well, she probably had to keep it open.
Maybe that
because
too.
They can't. How can he probably can't lock it?
Maybe not.
He's not able
but
to.
Then, like, why wasn't she like in there helping and watching him?
And, like, yeah, that would be the answer.
So
to have to, even if he doesn't want to be watched or something, which is totally understandable, you just kind of turn your back.
Sure.
And wait.
I mean, I don't think he had, you know, a lot of wants and desires, if that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah, so that.
Wow.
I remember it so vividly. It's crazy.
I was trying to think if I've ever walked in on anybody in the bathroom. It's just been me who's been walked in on.
Yeah.
Like those types of stories. One time, I think I told this before, but it's a greatest hits. First Friday, downtown St. Pete, boy, young Bill, about, I would say 22, 23 years old, you know, going to First Friday, downtown St. Pete. And if you've ever been to First Friday, you know, that's very well attended, especially at that time. You know, they kind of closed down the main drag there. They have like concerts out. You can just walk around with beers. It was a fun time. And all of a sudden, I'm out with some friends and I got hit with, I'm going to get poop sick. I gotta make. And my options were, I lived in the old Northeast. So I'm like, I could walk home. It's about a mile walk, which is ideally what I would do because I don't like to use public bathrooms for twos. On occasion, you have to. It's usually in a complete emergency, which this one was. And it's bad enough if you just have to be out and about to do that. But this was a very bad emergency where I'm like, I'm gonna soil myself unless I get into this bathroom. So I went, there was this place, The Garden, which was a very cool place, but they had one bathroom, one urinal, one stall. That's it. That's all they had. So I had to wait, and I'm sitting there thinking about what my strategy is going to be here, because I mean, it's very crowded. It's very open. I'm going to wait for the stall. Like, is there toilet paper in there? I don't even know if there's toilet paper in there. I'm going to have to risk it and see what happens. So, you know, the urinal becomes available. I go, I got to use the stall. Go ahead. So I sent the guy in front of me. Stall finally becomes available, and I go and sit down and just can't stop. It's just nonstop. I feel like, okay, I got to get up now. I got to get up and get out of here. Nope, I can't.
And it's not a private room. It's just a stall.
No, it's totally open. And the stall, like, you can see it's an open at the top, you know, like stalls are. And as drunk young men are wont to do, they're getting a little impatient because they have to pee. And one of these toilets is occupied. So all of a sudden you start getting the pounds on the door like, yo, hey. What are you doing in there? Come on, man. And I'm just like, I'll be right out. And then all of a sudden the head,
I'm sick.
Well, the head started to peek over. Oh my god. And I'm just like, I'm sick. It was such a vulnerable feeling. I'm just sitting on the toilet. Don't. I'm sick. Don't. And that was a very, very traumatic time. I can't remember what happened. I think I just did a once over with the TP and just went home, walked home, took a shower, and stayed in the rest of the night.
Yeah, I bet.
Wasn't going to risk. You know what? No, I actually might have went back out. I think I might have just taken a shower, put on a new pair of jeans and underwear, probably kept the same shirt on, and just went back out because you didn't want to waste valuable going out time.
No, I certainly know what you're talking about.
It's definitely a risk. Definitely a risk.
That's funny, man.
There was another one, the Pelican Pub, I think it was called. I don't know if it's still there.
The MRSA outbreak,
that's right,
or whatever.
The body lice.
Yes, outbreak. That's what it was. That was the biggest story, I thought, right before COVID hit.
Yeah, they had to tear up all the furniture in there from body lice people kept getting, or scabies.
Yeah,
I think they're the same thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was not good. Mm. But I walked in there, my buddy went in there, and then he came back in and was like, oh, and just, I was like, oh no, what does that mean? So these were just two toilets, gender neutral toilets. So I went in there and there was just a pile of stuff in the toilet. And it wouldn't, I tried to flush it. Of course, it doesn't go down. So I'm just like, oh no, well, what do I do now? I don't want people to think that I did this.
Yeah.
So I'm just like praying that I just peed on it. And then I started to leave, and I opened the door, and there's a beautiful young woman. That's right. And I just went, I wasn't me. And then she's just like, what? And I kept walking, and I found my friend. I go, let's just go. Let's go to another bar. Let's hop a little bit.
Yeah.
Oh, it was terrible.
I saw some interesting bathroom situations. Thanks to you, I've been emceeing the St. Pete Descents Classic.
Yeah.
Which was super fun and a lot smoother this year than last year. But of course the bathroom situation is
porta potties.
Right? Yeah. And I have a very rational fear of porta potties because I don't understand the physics of what happens. I'm like, you certainly don't do that in your own home. So why is it happening here? And most of them were okay. Most of them were fine, except one had just, like, literal, like, doo-doo, almost said it, just smeared like a finger paint, like, all over the seat.
Oh, you know what happened?
How did that happen?
Okay, so here's my theory.
They tried to wipe it up?
No, I think probably what happened. Yeah, they might have done that after, but probably they tried to hover and poo, and then it was either a little, you know, messier than they thought, or their aim wasn't that good. And then it went on, and then they might have, like, whoa, and then fell back and sat in it. And then it just got up and was kind of smeared on the seat. It's not a good.
It's so much more reasonable than I just think of some little demon that's like.
It could be that too. I mean,
you're probably right though.
The most logical thing is probably it was an accident and they didn't want to sit on the seat because it's a porta potty.
Yeah.
And then they just make more of a mess. Like women are notorious for that, just making a mess, like trying to hover and then just coating the. Like if you just sat your butt down, then you would just, you know, go into the hole. But, you know, trying to be, I get it.
I don't hover. I feel like my legs aren't strong enough. They will give out.
Yeah.
And I can't be that tense with my legs and relax enough to pee. So what I do is obviously just take the toilet paper and line the toilet seat and then sit down comfortably.
That's yeah. If you have time, I mean, sometimes like Pelican Pub time was not, I didn't have any time to lay down a barrier, but yeah, if I have to go generally, yeah, that's what I do too. Okay. I'm sorry, Radio St. Pete. I don't want to talk about excrement the entire time, but I saw, it just goes along too well. I saw one of the craziest things I've ever seen in my life in St. Petersburg last Super Bowl Sunday. My partner, Julia, says, we're on the way to the Super Bowl party. She goes, I'm a little sleepy. I need to pick me up. So I go, okay. You want to go to a Starbucks or something? She goes, yeah. So you go, okay, cool. Let's pull in here. Here's one right here. So it's the one near Tyrone Mall. I don't know if you're familiar, like across the street.
Yeah, yeah.
And then
like
there's
Portillo's kind of.
Yeah, but it's like more across the street from the mall. There's like a Home Depot and a Burlington Coat Factory, like in that shopping center across the street. And the Starbucks is kind of towards 22nd, but like in all the way in the back from like the Home Depot parking lot. It's like as far as away as you can be from those major stores, but you're also at a busy location because Starbucks is right there. So you're kind of in front of Starbucks, but all the way in the back from the busy stores.
Gotcha.
So there's a man and you could tell he's standing guard, an old guy standing guard facing Home Depot. Like making sure nobody comes up. There's a guy, door open, passenger side door open, fully nude. Completely nude.
Wait, hold on.
Yeah.
There's a guy standing in front of Starbucks.
There's a guy, they're at a car. Okay. So they put, like I said, they parked as far away as they could from the Home Depot and the Burlington Coat Factory. But unfortunately, that means you're really close to the Starbucks drive-thru.
Got it. They're not in the drive-thru.
They're not in the drive-thru. They're in the parking lot next to the drive-thru. That's not really Starbucks property. It's really far from the stores. But unfortunately, due to location, it's really close to the drive-thru. Okay. So there's an old man standing guard to make sure nobody is coming from this way. Meanwhile, the Starbucks drive-thru has a bird's, like a perfect view of what's happening here. Man completely nude, wiping his butt cheeks with his khakis. I felt so disturbed because it was like an old guy, like an old man. You could tell. And like, I don't know what was going on, what happened. He probably just had a Pelican Pub moment and couldn't make it.
Okay. The person wiping their butt was in the car, out of the car,
standing, door open. So like a barrier a little bit.
Okay.
Like a, you know. So you can't really see the full thing, but if you just go up a little bit, you can see the whole kit and caboodle there, which I ended up not looking at.
Yeah, because you said a guy is standing guard, meaning like in front of him.
In front of him, but facing the major stores, not like with his back to the Starbucks drive-thru.
Got you.
So the Starbucks drive-thru has a really good view of what's happening here, of this man cleaning off his butt cheeks with his khakis. And I'm thinking like, that's awful. I'm so sorry this happened to you, sir. But also, like, what are you thinking now? I mean, you have one pair of pants, khakis, and you're wiping your butt cheeks with the part of the pants that almost is at your feet, like the long side of the pants. So you can't reuse those. So what are you going to do? Are you just going to sit in the nude? Are you gonna leave it? Are they a total loss, the khakis? Or usually you just throw away the undies, you know, and then keep the pants. And even if you got a little mess in there, you know, you just get by.
Yeah.
Find a ad or something. You sit on that.
Yeah.
But he was going to be, I guess, completely nude in Jesus. The car.
Yeah.
On the way back. That's intense.
Did you see remnants?
No, not really. I just saw him wiping his butt cheeks and the opening with the pants.
The opening?
His butt. Opening of his butt.
Oh, God. Were there other people in the drive-thru? Or was it just you?
It was just Julia and I.
So what's it like? There's line of people honking.
Julia goes, like, I wasn't going to say anything. Julia goes, like, the poor lady that's working the Starbucks drive-thru. Julia goes, there's a naked man standing in the parking lot. And she was like, oh, like she got alarmed. Like, is this some sort of sexual thing? I go, no, I think it's a bathroom accident. I think he had an issue. He had a Pelican Pub moment, if you know what I mean. And she was like, no, I don't. And I go, it's fine. It's nothing devious going on. It's just a very unfortunate circumstance. And she was like, okay, well, I didn't really need to know that. And I go, I know. I just didn't want you calling the cops on the guy, you know, because yeah. I don't think it was anything.
Arrested with the.
I don't think it was anything.
Brown in his pants.
Yeah, I didn't think it was anything, you know, nefarious necessarily. But we did get a super chat from Garrett. We're about to go live behind the paywall here. Actually, I'm going to read this in a second, Garrett. We're going to say goodbye to Radio St. Pete and the free podcast listeners. Good ep. It's a good doo-doo type of material. Sorry, Radio St. Pete. I know this is a classy joint in here, but this is how we do things. So join us Wednesdays live. You can make comments and it's fun in the super chats or 813-693-2124 and thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com for any complaints. Don't email Joe Bordeaux your complaints. Email me thehomemadebroadcast@gmail.com. Thank you, Radio St. Pete. Goodbye.
You have found the Homemade Broadcast on RadioSaintPete.com.